Ireland's medical community has had absolutely nothing to say about these allegations, to the extent that campaigners don't actually know whether symphysiotomy ended here in the 1980s, as is widely held. Indeed, they say they're as sure as they can be that one procedure was conducted in Southern Ireland in 2005, and they believe that another one may have happened as recently as last year.
So does the state here really know what's going on inside its own hospitals?
We can't be sure that the influence of the church has been eradicated from medical practice. And in fact, explicitly religious ethos is said by the boards of some of our major hospitals to inform the way in which they go about their work. In a modern democracy, that's simply not acceptable.
Lily, whose pelvis was split in two to enable her baby to emerge, only found out afterwards that its head had been punctured by her pelvic bone. It didn't survive.